We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago firefighters responded to five dumpsters and a garage set on fire in the Lincoln Park area earlier today. Mike Krauser with the latest.
A serial arsonist or arsonists had firefighters scrambling overnight. There were six intentionally set fires, five in dumpsters, one in a nine-car garage. They all occurred between roughly 2 and 3:30 a.m. in the area near Clark and DeVersey. The garage fire on the 700 block of West Schubert damaged six cars, including two Mercedes and an Audi, and burned through the roof. None of the dumpster fires spread. There were no injuries. You can bet arson investigators are looking for surveillance video as they attempt to identify whoever is responsible. In Lincoln Park, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot is changing her thinking on where marijuana sales should be allowed in the downtown area.
Mayor Lightfoot had wanted to prohibit marijuana sales in much of the downtown near Northside and Streeterville areas. Now she's altering her so-called exclusion zone north of the Chicago River. Instead of forbidding sales east of LaSalle Street, the new boundary would be State Street. The mayor wants to break up the city into seven zones for pot sales, with each zone getting so many marijuana dispensaries. Black aldermen also want to make sure black business people are not aced out of the potentially lucrative action. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Village Board in Hoffman Estates is moving forward on discussion of recreational marijuana sales starting on January 1st. The Daily Herald reports the board voted 6-1 last night to have staff and planning and zoning commissions recommend regulations concerning the sale. Those recommendations will then be discussed at a public hearing next month. Talks are resuming this morning between the Chicago Teachers Union and the school board. The two sides met yesterday in an effort to avoid a walkout threatened for Thursday. A statement was issued last night by the mayor's office and CPS leaders saying they're willing to write staffing and class size issues into the contract, but they add no measurable progress was made on any other issue. Residents on the east side of Batavia are being advised not to be alarmed if they hear gunshots coming from the Fermilab property Thursday night. The Kane County Sheriff's Office will be helping Fermilab officials test their on-site gunshot detection system between the hours of 9 and midnight. A statement says a test will use bullet traps and no live rounds will be fired into the air or into the ground, and there is no danger to the public or wildlife. Long lines outside driver's license facilities have led the Illinois Secretary of State's office to extend hours for people getting real IDs.
Facilities in Naperville, Schaumburg, and Deerfield have stayed open days they're typically closed to handle some of the throngs coming in to get real IDs. Drivers have complained of long lines when the sites open as more people look to get the ID card that will be required in all U.S. airports a year from now. The Daily Herald quotes a Secretary of State spokesman as saying they hope to offer extra hours more, but it depends on finding enough employees to staff them. The department says it may have to suspend driving tests and other services to take care of those in line. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.